This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Priya Madhu. The cabinet has approved a total outlay of 6,520 crore rupees, including additional outlay of 1920 crore rupees for ongoing central sector scheme Pradhan Mantri Kisan Sampada Yojana during 15th Finance Commission cycle. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the approval includes 1,000 crore rupees to support setting up of 50 multi-product food irradiation units under the component scheme, integrated cold chain and value addition infrastructure. This also includes setting up of 100 food testing labs with NABL accreditation under the component scheme, food safety and quality assurance infrastructure. The approval also includes 920 crore rupees for sanctioning projects under various component schemes of PMKSY during the 15th FCC. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with President of the United Arab Emirates Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan over the telephone. In a statement, the Prime Minister's office said both leaders reaffirmed their mutual commitment to further strengthening the bilateral comprehensive strategic partnership between India and the UAE. It said that they positively assessed the remarkable progress made across various sectors of bilateral cooperation and laid emphasis on further developing and deepening collaboration for the shared benefit of the peoples of both countries. The Election Commission has finalized the Electoral College list for the 2025 Vice Presidential election as mandated by the Constitution. The Vice President is elected by an Electoral College comprising the elected members of the Rajya Sabha, nominated members of the Rajya Sabha and the elected members of the Lok Sabha. The poll body in a statement said that the list will be available for purchase at a counter set up in Election Commission following the official notification. Both the houses today faced repeated adjournments following opposition parties' uproar over the issues demanding discussion on special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. The Lok Sabha was adjourned twice and the Rajya Sabha three times before being finally adjourned for the day. Arunachal Pradesh is exploring international collaboration to enhance its orchid mission. Chief Secretary Manish Kumar Gupta held a virtual meeting with India's ambassador to Thailand, Nagesh Singh, yesterday to explore potential partnerships in orchid cultivation. The discussions focused on attracting Thai investment, sourcing high-quality planting material, and obtaining technical expertise to advance scientific and commercial orchid farming in the state. In a social media post, the Chief Secretary said that the government aims to upskill farmers, self-help groups and farmer-producer organizations. The key areas include technology transfer in tissue culture and the establishment of a center of excellence and a model orchid cluster through the public-private partnership mode. He said that such collaboration could generate sustainable livelihoods and a position Arunachal Pradesh as a prominent orchid hub in the region. Thingong Wangpan has become the first para-athlete from Arunachal Pradesh to secure admission into the SAI National Center of Excellence in Gandhinagar. Congratulating Wangpan on the achievement, Chief Minister Pema Khandu in a social media post informed that Wangpan has brought immense pride to Arunachal Pradesh and the nation by winning two gold medals at the 7th International Para-Athletic Championship 2025. Meanwhile, the Paralympic Association of Arunachal Pradesh has thanked the Sports Authority of India for acknowledging Wangpan's remarkable talent and fostering a more inclusive sports environment. Home Minister Mama Natung launched three indigenous language textbooks for primary students at zero yesterday. The efforts mark a significant step towards preserving the linguistic and cultural identity of the tribal communities. In the meantime, the Home Minister also applauded the Dhoni Polo Cultural and Charitable Trust Language Development Council for their commitment to nurturing the roots through education and learning the mother tongue. Deputy Commissioner Papumpare Vishakha Yadav visited the Early Learning Centre at Kiel and an Anganwari Centre at Jeram under the Sagali block yesterday. The visit is a part of our ongoing extensive tour of schools and educational institutes in the area. Emphasising the need of a strong foundation during the formative years, DC Yadav urged Anganwari workers and early learning facilitators to be proactive and maintain regularity in their duties. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.